Welcome to today's brief intelligence session. Today we are discussing global fertility rate may have just reached a dangerous milestone. The world is at a startling demographic milestone. The global fertility rate will soon drop below the point needed to keep population constant. Depopulation, depopulation, depopulation. It may have already happened. Fertility is falling almost everywhere for women across all levels of income, education, and labor force participation. The falling birth rates come with huge implications for the way people live, how economies grow, and the standings of the world's superpowers. In high-income nations, fertility fell below replacement in the 1970s and took a leg down during the pandemic. It's dropping in developing countries too. India surpassed China as the most populous country last year, yet its fertility is now below replacement. The demographic winter is coming, said Jesus Fernandez Villaverde, an economist specializing in demographics at the University of Pennsylvania, at UPenn, the Ivy League school. Many government leaders see this as a matter of national urgency. They worry about shrinking workforces, slowing economic growth and underfunded pensions, and the vitality of a society with ever fewer children. Smaller populations come with diminished global clout, raising questions in the United States, China, and Russia about their long-term standings as superpowers. Well, you can get prepared for transhumanism and the emergence of machines and the convergence of man and machine. Some demographers think the world's population could start within four decades, one of the few times in history. Donald Trump, this year's presumptive Republican presidential nominee, has called collapsing fertility a bigger threat to Western civilization than Russia. Some demographers think the world's population could start within four decades to dissipate, one of the few times in history. Donald Trump, this year's presumptive Republican presidential nominee, has called collapsing fertility a bigger threat to Western civilization than that of Russia. A year ago, Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida declared that the collapse of the country's birth rate left it standing on the verge of whether we can continue to function as a society. Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni has prioritized raising the country's demographic GDP. Governments have rolled out programs to stop the decline, but so far, they've barely made a dent. Well, in the United States, they're still fighting to get medications and pharmaceutical interventions to continue the practice of child sacrifice. They are still looking to obliterate and eradicate children, while simultaneously not understanding that now they have fallen to a rate of non-replacement. In 2017, when the global fertility rate, a snapshot of how many babies a woman is expected to have over her lifetime, was 2.5, the United Nations thought it would slip to 2.4 in the late 2020s. Yet by 2021, the United Nations concluded it was already down to 2.3, close to what demographers considered the global replacement rate of about 2.2. The replacement rate, which keeps populations stable over time, is 2.1, in rich countries and slightly higher in developing countries, where fewer girls than boys are born. Oh, well, we live in a society that can't tell the difference between a boy and a girl. They don't know the difference. They're confused. Meanwhile, they're on their way towards being eradicated as a species altogether. So I think someone better figure it out quick. Anyway, where fewer girls than boys are born and more mothers die during their childbearing years. This concludes today's brief intelligence session concerning global fertility rates may have just reached a dangerous milestone. We will discuss this depopulation agenda and depopulation news in the very near future. Till next time, Shalom Aleichem.